Look to God Alone, December 23. Follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Let all be educated to search the Scriptures, to be constantly looking unto Jesus, and not to human agents, to be their guide. The Word of God is to be the man of our counsel. That Word is infinite. Obeyed, it will guide us into safe and sure paths. But the Word diluted with human devices and imaginings is not a safe guide. Take the Word of God individually. We may meet Satan with the weapon. It is written, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." The Bible is the great mine of truth, which we are to work as those seeking for hidden treasure. In no case is the attention to be diverted from that Word. In this time above all others, every soul needs to have the eyes anointed with eye salve, that he may see. God gives no one a mission that will cheapen and lower his work for these last days. He calls upon us to bring it up, to elevate, ennoble, honor, and advance his truth, revealing his wisdom as supreme. Talk Bible truth, and bring from the treasure house things new and old. Talk the principles of our faith firmly and constantly, giving a thus saith the Scriptures. Living the truth, practicing the lessons of Christ, always refines, ennobles, and sanctifies the soul. My burden is to uplift men and women by uplifting Jesus before them. When God is recognized as the theme of all thoughts, as the object of love, reverence, and worship, when the Lord Jesus, the pattern, is kept before the mind, the heart is being cleansed from all moral defilement. Then the soul becomes an accurate judge of propriety of action. Every attitude is touched with grace. The sense of personal accountability to a personal, all-seeing God places every human agent on elevated ground, and there will be deep thinking and genuine self-denial on every point, because God is working on the hearts of the children of His love, who are His heritage. The love of God ever tends to the fear of God, fear to offend Him. Those who are truly converted will not venture heedlessly upon the borders of any evil, lest they grieve the Spirit of God and are left to their own way, to be filled with their own doings. The Word of God is the guidebook. Turn not from its pages to depend upon the human agent. That book contains the warnings, the admonitions, from God, the rebuke of every evil, the clear definition of sin as the transgression of the law, which is God's great standard of virtue and holiness. Not one who will study the Word of God and apply its teachings will miss the way. To dear brethren and sisters,